What's up, y'all? How are you doing? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JB and I Show. I'm your host, Isaac the Firehawk Middleton. And today, I want to talk about motivation. If you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Many more birthdays, okay? All right. And if you're celebrating an anniversary today, this month, or this week, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. And of course, many more anniversaries, okay? All right. So today, I have a lot of things to talk about. So let's start with the changes. So the JB and I Show is only going to be done twice a month now. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys for your support. I mean, and you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. Y'all, I words cannot express the love that I've gotten for you guys. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. So here's the other thing. The music videos, instead of me doing it every week, it takes a lot to do the JB and I Show and the music videos and such like that. So I'm only going to be doing the music videos once a month. I know, but it's only going to be done once a month. It's a lot. It's a lot for me, and I'm doing everything, you guys. I haven't been able to hire a freelancer in a little while. I will start hiring freelancers again to do different various items with me again when I'm able to do so. But yeah, so once a month right now, okay? And I'm going to be uploading on YouTube as well as Rumble. So I'll be uploading on YouTube and Rumble for my music videos, and for the video of the JB and I Show will also be uploaded on YouTube and Rumble, okay? All right, so JB and I Show twice a month, music video that I'm going to be doing, that's going to be once a month. I am also still working on the album. It's not done yet. I do apologize. Hopefully it will be done by the end of this year. Prayfully, I'm working on it, you guys. I really am. So it'll be done by the end of this year, okay? Now, with that being said, the Christmas song won't be done until next year, but the album is going to be done this year, if that makes sense. So the Christmas song is not a part of the album. I might make a Christmas album where I'm doing a bunch of different Christmas songs and such like that, so I might do it that way, but we'll see how it goes, okay? I think you guys will like it. I really do. I put a lot into it, and I really believe that y'all are going to like the album, but it should be done by the end of this year. All right. Now, the next thing, I mentioned the JB and I Show. I mentioned the music videos, Rumble, YouTube. I'm not going to be live streaming as much as I want to. I really, really want to do more live streams, but I just can't. I just got so much on my plate right now, and I do apologize for you guys. Yeah, so I will be live streaming periodically. So follow me on Twitch. And yeah, so follow me on Twitch, because most of the time when I do live stream, it will be on Twitch. I might also stream over to Rumble as well, and prospectively YouTube. I haven't made my decision on that part yet, but definitely you're going to be on Twitch, so check it out on Twitch, okay? It is true that MyFitWatch is going away. MyFitWatch will no longer be a part of the IME banner. We put a lot into it. I'm thankful for all of the designers that have impacted it and put their designs out there through it and such like that. We're just, the honest portion is we're just not getting the sales that we should get off of it. And we've been carrying it in hopes that we can do something to ignite a product fire, you know, that people will love and purchase on consistent basis and such like that. It just wasn't there. It just didn't happen. Okay. So my Fitwatch is going away. It's parting is such sweet sorrow type things. It's we have a lot of products on that store that was created by us for you, and we don't want those products to go away, but we just can't keep carrying it. So what we did do, okay, is we, on Etsy, we do have an Etsy store with some of the merch. So we migrated some of the merch over to Etsy. Not all of it, but I won't say a lot, maybe 10 items altogether. Cause I think we had like 100 items on MyFitWatch, but we only got like 10 items on Etsy. And we're going to be doing more designs and such like that. And you can find your Team Firehawk t-shirt over there to Etsy. And you can find Team Firehawk and a few other ones that you can find there as well, okay, that we really hope that you will like. We really do hope you like it, okay? with that being said, we are open to designs that if y'all want us to design it, give us an idea, we'll put it together and put it out there and see if people like it. And if so, you'll become one of our partners, okay? that easy. All right, so I want to thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for buying the merch, for those of you who bought the merch and stuff like that and showed your support that way. Thank you so much. We really, really, really do appreciate each and every one of you guys. And we say all of you guys are a part of the team. Why? So just for viewing the videos, listening to the podcast, you know what I'm saying? You are now a part of the team, liking the video, commenting, you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much. That really, really do means a lot. It really does. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And yeah, so just so you guys know, these changes was a long time coming. We did our best to navigate it, and it happens. You have ups and downs in every company. Our company is no different. You know, we're going to have some downs, some valleys, and we're going to have some mountains, some highs and lows, okay? That's what music is made of, highs and lows and memories. All right, so we thank you guys for hanging in there with us and hanging there with me, you know, and just showing a brother love and everything. I just want to say thank you so much. I really, really, really do appreciate each and every one of you guys. I really do. The next thing I want to do is I do have two book series out right now, and that's Guardians of the Dawn and Slumlord's Heir, Legacy of Silver Lake City. Okay, those are the two series that I got out right now. I have not wrote anything in regards to those two series this year. We had a big issue. Unfortunately, our Middleton Industries at gmail.com got compromised. We're not blaming anybody for it. It got compromised. We lost a lot. Okay, we lost our Google AdSense. We lost our YouTube page with 30,000 subscribers, over 30,000 subscribers, excuse me. We lost a lot, okay? And we're still recovering from all of that. We learned that Google does not have a customer service in that regard. If that happens, you're just SOL. You got to either find a way to do it yourself or ask the community, and if those two don't work, you're just screwed, and that's unfortunate, but that's what it is. That's what happened to us, okay? And that's a great segue over to motivation. When something like that happens, it takes all the motivation out, because we lost 30,000 subscribers. We lost a lot of money in that regard. We lost a lot of our Google AdSense. We don't have access. I mean, it hurts, okay, financially, our morale to keep going and everything. It hurts. It really does. It was difficult to move forward beyond that, and making these necessary adjustments hurt too, because we have to tell some freelancers that, you know, we can't use their services no more. Just our accounts, we just can't afford it. Okay. And there's a lot where I'm doing everything now, and I'm carrying the load, as it were, you know what I'm saying? And, I'm praying that I can turn this around into a success story, but I want to encourage you, even through my sadness and pain and financial discomfort, I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it too, that you can turn things around, that you can carry the load, that you can. It might seem bad right now, right? It might seem bad right now. Right now, it might seem bad right now, but this is not the ending. If you don't let it be the ending, this is just a curve in the road. This is just a bump in the road. All right. You're just going up a little hill right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a little struggle because you're going uphill. But once you get to the top of the hill and rolling, you're cruising. All right. I want to let you know that. All right. And that goes to whether you're trying to finish school and things are hard, you can't study, can't seem to understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand. Don't give up. Sometimes you might need to take a little break, walk away from it, and then come back to it and try it again. Sometimes you might need to take a little nap because your brain might be tired. You might be looking at the same problems or quizzes or whatever it may be. You know, and you just need some rest. You know, you never know. You just don't give up. Take a break. You know, take a nap, whatever. You know, come back to it later. You know, whether it's high school or college, we all get that in that rut. You know what I'm saying? We all get in that little rut, right? So don't give up. Keep going. You can do it, all right? And I want to encourage you to let you know that you can do it. You know, one of the hardest things to do when you're going through is to encourage yourself and to encourage others, because you're hurting, you know, when you're going through it like that. You're hurting. And I understand that. Yeah, that pain is real. But gird up. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah. Cry in that pillow. Wipe your tears. Read your scripture. Say your prayer. Let's do it. Gird up. All right. This is my second time recording this. I tried to record it with the video. Video didn't come out. That's 30 minutes gone. Now I got to record it again. And I'm letting you guys know this because, like, it's frustrating, right? But I'm doing it. And I'm doing it because I want to not... selfishly, I want to encourage myself as I encourage you. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, there is selfishness in there. I'm trying to encourage myself as I encourage you, so I can keep going, keep smiling, even though I might have a rough day. Rough. All right, you can do it. You can get your GED. You can get your high school equivalency. You can get your high school diploma. You can get your college degree, your certification. You can do it. At the end of the day, it's your choice. I'm just trying to encourage you to let you know that you can do it, okay? If you choose to, yeah, you can do it. For all y'all business people out there, what's up? You know what I'm saying? One of the hardest things there is to do is to start a business, because you're everything to that business. You're the engine, the developer, the designer, the CEO, the CFO, the COO. You know what I'm saying? The sales manager, the sales supervisor, the sales director. Oh, my. You know what I'm saying? The product manager. You're everything. Especially if you're starting it up by yourself. You know, if you have enough money, you can hire somebody. Hire some people, hire some freelancers, whatever the deal may be, if you have enough money. If you're fortunate enough to come together as a group, have a group of people that like-minded and everything, y'all work together and make it happen, yo, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's good. That's a good thing. But if you're by yourself, then guess what? You're doing everything. You're doing everything, okay? So, and part of it is sales. Everybody don't like sales. I know I don't like sales, but I got to do sales. Why? Because it's my company, right? So I'm going to do sales. And I've done sales. And I'm going to continue to do sales and get better at it. Because I believe in the product that I'm putting out, right? And that's all a part of sales, is you got to believe in what you're putting out. You know, you have some that don't, and they just do it for whatever, but I'm talking in the auspice of this is your company. And what better way to do your company, promote your company, right? You believe in your company, right? That's why you started it, right? Yeah. You're going to have some tough times. You're going to have some, you know, learning experiences, some hard knock lessons. Knock you right upside your head. You're going to learn that. You're going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? So I say all of that to say that you can do it. All right. Don't let yourself be discouraged. Being discouraged, you're going to have times where it's not going to be easy. You're going to have times where it's going to be easier to give up and walk away than it is to sit down and figure it out. And the only difference between the two is your effort. You deciding that, okay, I'm gonna figure this out. I'm gonna put my nose to the grindstone and do this. And that's what it's about. You doing it. Okay. Now, speaking in faith, I'm gonna tell you, yeah, you're gonna get to the point to where you can hire people if you started out by yourself. You're gonna get to the point where you can hire freelancers. Yeah, absolutely. And that way it'll take the load off of you. You know, that's a good thing, right? You want to get to that point. But if you're not at that point right now, if you're at the beginning stages where you're doing everything, yeah, do it. Sometimes you might have to map it out. What you got to do today, what you got to do tomorrow, what you got to get done the next day. You know what I'm saying? That business plan, that plan of the week, that plan of the day. Get it done. You know what I'm saying? Now, once you get to the point to where it's doing it, you know what I'm saying? You hired the people, they're doing their job, and everything is starting to flow, and you don't have to do everything anymore. You could do, you know, you could kind of relax in that regard, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, you could kind of relax and look back, but like, wow, I remember when I was doing all of this, you know? That's going to be a good feeling when you get there, because you're going to be like, oh, okay, I don't have to do everything myself anymore. Okay, that's what's up. You know what I mean? And then here's the caveat. When you get to the point to where it start paying off for yourself, all those long hours, all those many tears, all those days of sweating it out, trying to figure it out, paying off in a monetary, fruitful flat fashion of your hard work paying off in that way, that is going to be magnificent for you when you get to that spot, okay? When you get there, okay? When you get there. All right, it's going to feel so good. And you're going to be like, yes, Yes, finally. Absolutely. Then back to work. But, but you know, and I want to encourage you to let you know that, yeah, you can do it. No, it's not going to happen overnight in most cases. Sometimes if you have the resources, it might. You know, you might be blessed in that way. Well, thank God. Good on you. But if it doesn't, that's fine. Sometimes, especially in business and in education, you can, you know, sometimes you can't finish everything in one day when it comes to education. It's going to take years. When it comes to business, it's going to take years. Same thing in fitness. You're not going to lose 100 pounds in one day. Well, you probably shouldn't because it might not be healthy. You see what I'm saying? It's going to take time, is what I'm saying. It's going to take time. But you can do it. Yeah. You can do it. Do not allow yourself to be discouraged. Keep going and don't give up. I want to encourage you today, let you know that you could do it. You can finish your GED, get your high school equivalency, whatever it may be, your certification, right? Your college degree, associates, bachelor's, master's, doctor's, right? You can do that. And if it comes around and say that you ran your own business for, you know, some months and you realize, okay, this is not for me, you know, and you're the only person that's in your company, you know what I'm saying? And you want to bring it to a close and you want to go and work for another company that does something similar to what you're doing. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a different dynamic because, yeah, you're not in charge anymore, right? You're working for somebody else. But you're bringing your expertise that you've learned to this new situation. And you're trying to become a part of their team. So you're trying to showcase your expertise to say, hey, I got some skill sets that I think you can use. You know what I'm saying? And y'all come together as a team and make that company magnificent. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. You know? And you never know. While you're at that other company, you might even figure out what you may have, should have done. I'm going to say may have done wrong. But yeah, what you may have, should have done. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we might just be that far away from understanding what we need to do to make it successful. And we might be able to try it again. Or you might get in a position to where you're the go-to guy for this new company. You know what I'm saying? Whatever is satisfying or satisfactory to you. I'm just saying it in the auspice of you being awesome, you doing your due diligence, and you're going about the way that you feel that you should go. All right. Yeah, it's going to take some research. Yeah, you got to do your business plan. Yeah, you got to do this. You got to do that. Some licenses you got to do. Yeah, it's a lot sometimes in that regard. Yeah, you got a lot to do. But it's not impossible. You can do it. I believe in you. You got to believe in yourself. All right. So in saying that and in doing that, I just want to encourage you today to let you know that you could do it. I want to motivate you so that you know that you could do it. You know, it's not going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very difficult in some regard. And sometimes when things get rough, you might feel like giving up. And that's understandable, considering everything you've been through, right? And it's okay, but it's up to you to gird up and to keep going, because when you make it, when you do it right, you're gonna be awesome. Okay, so don't allow yourself to give up unless it's something that you really want to do. Right. Okay. So whether it's business, education, losing weight, gaining weight, toning up, chiseling up. You know what I'm saying? Calories in, calories out. Working out, focusing on the parts of your body that you want to focus on, understanding your body. You know what I'm saying? Some people have what they call that DNA gold. You know, they just got the perfect body. They don't really have to work out a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? They just do like a little bit of intermittent fasting and calisthenics, and they look like Mr. and Mrs. Olympia. You know what I'm saying? And then there's me. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to encourage you guys today, man. You know what I'm saying? Check out the Etsy store. It has some merch in there. And just keep your head up. Doing the show, the JB and I show, twice a month. I do miss some holidays. So I miss Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all y'all fathers and father figures out there. You're awesome. And for this weekend, happy 4th of July weekend, you know. And have a wonderful and great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Find a reason to smile. Thank you so much for your support, just for watching the videos, listening to the podcast, liking the videos, commenting on the videos, commenting on the podcast. Some places don't have a place to comment on the podcast. That's why I don't always mention it. But, you know, listening to the podcast, saving the podcast, whatever, you know, showing your love, that, yeah, I appreciate that. And just buying the merch is just like icing on the cake. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just go, that's above and beyond, okay? Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your support, just listening to the podcast and, you know, give me your feedback and comments and such like that. And I just want to encourage you guys today. And I talk about a lot of stuff on the JB and I show, from movies to TV shows. And I talk about motivation. So, because I want you guys to be motivated to do whatever you want to do in that regard, you know. So if you have some encouragement to do it, like, you know, if you want to finish your GED, then I want to encourage you to finish it. If you want to become a painter, I want to encourage you to be the best painter ever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? I want to encourage you in that regard, okay? Because you're awesome. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. I have a new series. I lost my new series that I was working on when I lost my Google account. That did hurt me because I was almost done. I was almost done with that series. I was working on it diligently, and I was going to release it this year. That's another reason why I took a break from writing, because that really, really, really affected me. Okay. And there was a lot of deaths in the family and such like that. But I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it. I'm going to start back writing again once I've settled into my routine of the JB and I show twice a month, creating music videos once a month, uploading to Rumble and YouTube. And don't forget the IMEI radio station. You know what I'm saying? And listening to the radio station. Thank you so much for listening to the radio station. You can find the radio station on all radio station directories, right? Major radio station directories. Or just go to the IME website, type in IMEI radio station, and it'll pop up. And you can listen there. Thank you so much for listening. You know, I do have a new Gmail. Is imeenterprises@gmail.com. So you can email me there. Thank you so much for your support as well. Have a new Etsy store. I'm happy about it. Got some products and stuff there. You guys are welcome. And check out the YouTube channel and Rumble and the podcast. You know what I'm saying? That's free. Just check it out. Just check it out. You're awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And until next time. Bye.